Well, Janelle, a lot of important information and ideas came out of the summit this week, including one from the University of Louisville, a concept called Smart Plate. What is that?
Well, the Health Promotions Office at the university is developing their very own version of USDA's My Plate. The idea was actually met with mixed reviews at the summit because it veers away from the food pyramid or the My Plate that so many of us are used to. It swaps out dairy for water. It fills half the plate with vegetables and adds legumes.
And along those same lines, we go from the food pyramid to another concept presented by someone else called the drink pyramid. What's that?
Yeah, the drink pyramid was developed by Dr. Nikki Stone. She's a dentist out in Eastern Kentucky, which has some of the highest rates of, you know, tooth decay for children in the nation. And so she developed this idea as a way to get kids and parents into, you know, drinking more water and less and fewer sugary drinks. So it's water whenever, milk with meals, juice just once, and pop only at parties.
Now, you also had some discussions about the grab-and-go breakfast and breakfast that are served to students.
I spoke to John Kane, who's a physician assistant, and he's also an advocate for farm-to-table, about the lunches. I haven't been in school for a while, so it was a very eye-opening experience how they put these meals together for children. There are a lot of requirements and restrictions as far as the amount of calories, the amount of fat, salt, sugar, and so it's basically like putting together pieces of a puzzle. And needless to say, I'm glad that I'm not responsible for doing it because it's really, you really have to put a lot of thought into it.
And one of the more startling statistics to come out of this summit has to do with obesity in the military. That is the leading medical disqualifier for military service in Kentucky.
Here in Kentucky, 73% of young adults cannot join the military because they're overweight. There are other factors such as lack of education and criminal background that also disqualify them, but obesity is the leading cause.
Now, you also spoke to someone from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. What's that about?
Her name is Jasmine Hall Ratliff, and she gave this great illustration that depicted the difference between health equality and health equity. And her main point was that we need to tailor solutions to the individual instead of just piling everyone into the same bin and thinking that the outcomes will all be the same, because they won't.
Well, we hope that there was some good information that will be taken back by the participants and shared with their communities. Also want to take an opportunity to formally welcome you to the WFPL News Team as our community health reporter.
Thank you.
We're going to be hearing a lot from you, and good luck.
Thank you. I'm really excited.